The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Essin Pinarly is a clinical therapist. She is a psychotherapist with the Relationship Institute of Palm Beach, and she is the founder of Eternal Wellness Counseling. Welcome to the show, Essin.
Thanks for having me, George.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to be here.
Excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Ooh. So I guess I've always been interested in stories and people's stories. So I was a big avid reader as a young child, and English was my strong suit, telling stories, reading stories. I was a big storyteller. And so it was a natural evolution for me to kind of major in English literature and psychology in undergrad. And so I think in my own personal journey, I experienced a lot of anxiety growing up, and I didn't really understand it really well. I remember thinking, does everybody think like this? And curious about what it would be like to be in other people's minds and why people did what they did and why people acted the way that they did or why people showed up the way that they did. Like, I was an observer, and I think stories and metaphors and kind of understanding like the human brain. And when I didn't always know I was going to do this. When I was in undergrad, I took some electives. And when I took a psychology course, I was just drawn. And it didn't take much for me to be like totally engrossed in it. And so that kind of led me down the path. I think, you know, a lot of times people are looking for their own self-discovery. And I think it was more, for me, I was like, you know, I don't understand this uncomfortable internal unrest, which I later came to know as anxiety. I didn't know what it was. I just knew that there was like an internal discomfort, regardless of the wonderful things that were in my life. You know, I grew up in New York, which you could probably hear in the accent. I had, you know, I was in the suburbs of New York, but I worked, you know, I bartended while I was doing my bachelor's and master's. So I was all the way from Manhattan to the Hamptons. And so I think as I progressed in my undergrad, I was really, really drawn to psychology. And like, I think part of it is about figuring yourself out. And then it drew me to figure out other people. And then I started doing my own therapy and realized how transformative it could be. And that I felt like that drew me to be like, maybe I could help other people like out of my chaos and my own, like trying to make sense of my own internal world. I could help other people to shift and feel better and feel different and work on things.
And so you did.
And I did. Yeah.
you're wondering about, and I wrote down, what percentage of people are really interested in self-discovery? Is it everybody? Is it half the population? Is it none? Some, you obviously.
Know, yeah, it's so interesting. I think post-COVID, there's a spike, right? That isolation and that disconnection from people and the feeling of aloneness. And I think what happened for a lot of people is a lot of the tools that were keeping us healthy were taken away from us. And a lot of people were faced with a lot of stuff that came up. And so it was like they couldn't run, distract, numb, do kind of some of the healthy coping. We need healthy coping strategies. We need certain protectors, right? Things that protect us from pain, disappointment, hurt. And I think that it created this very big online community. People were like, TikTok, people blew up on it. There was coaches, there was therapists, there was a lot of information. I think it increased. I feel like there's not as many people, but I'm in this field and I'm in this world. So to me, it feels like everyone's into self-development and self-awareness. But I definitely think there is way more now than there was before COVID. Do you agree? Do you think that would be?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that that COVID would sort of hasten that. I love the quote from Blaise Pascal saying that the majority of people wouldn't be able to sit alone quietly in a room by themselves, and so that we were forced to a degree. Had to go inside and face what can be a really, really terrifying place so that we'd be interested in learning more makes sense.
The internal world, right? The stuff we run away from, and it's like, oh, what's coming up? Why? And then there's a collective anxiety, right? A collective anxiety about we don't know what's happening. And so some people had a panic attack for the first time in their lives. And so they're like, oh my God, what is that? And if you've never experienced a panic attack, it's like you feel like you're dying. And that sought out people sought out help because it was like it was undeniable. It became this, it's so terrifying to have a panic attack. And some people are like, oh, welcome to my life. They've already experienced that. So I think more and more people started seeking out self-development, wellness, and really kind of moving into the self-development space. For me, I'm surrounded by people. I find people that are in the self-development space really interesting. And I feel like I learn from everybody, even my clients particularly.
No, I certainly believe that. So I imagine that there are a lot of different ways to help people through this process. What, how do you do it?
And so right. And everybody is so unique and everybody is so individualized. The most important thing that I think I've learned, and I keep learning, right? I keep evolving and growing, is that it's a connection between the people that I help. So I could be skilled in every modality you could ever think about that is evidence-based. And if I don't connect with a client and actually see them, and hear them and listen to them and be present with them, nothing, no work gets done because you have to build trust and rapport. And I think in the beginning, it was more like me, just sort of a lot of psychoeducation and very like, let's change your thinking, let's think more positively. CBT, I was trained in cognitive behavioral therapy, which is about changing negative thoughts and sort of identifying where you catastrophize. Are you black and white thinking? Dialectical behavioral therapy, more mindfulness, which I still do a lot of because it comes out in the newer modalities. But as I evolved and started noticing, and paying more attention to the clients and paying more attention to what resonated with them and what was helping them shift, I'm kind of moved more into somatic, which is like of the body modality. So what I recognized is that the nervous system that we all have, which is the vehicle for how we operate in this world, the way we connect to people, the way we attach to people, it's the fuel, it's the source of everything. And the goal is to be in ventral, and ventral is just a fancy way of saying more regulated and socially engaged. And that doesn't mean you're calm and zen. People always assume like being in this ventral state is being calm and zen. It's no, I can handle the vast array of emotions that will come up in me because I am human. And it doesn't mean I need to be calm and zen to be regulated. And ventral, when you're in that ventral state, you're able to sort of navigate the ebbs and flows of all the different emotions that sort of come up inside of you, which is just to be human. But you're able to allow that stuff to pass through you and not get stuck. in that emotion or, on a feedback loop of like obsessing about something or getting anxious or worried about something. And so that ventral state allows you to be socially engaged and be able to play and be spontaneous and interact with people. And it's an ideal state to achieve. You won't always stay there because you are always in a mixed nervous system state. So polyvagal theory is one of the, big influences for me. Stephen Porges is the pioneer of that. And Deb Dana sort of created the clinical application of his theoretical framework and paradigm. And she wrote a book called Anchored, which is a really great book that talks about befriending your nervous system and working with your nervous system, not against it. And, anchoring co-regulation, which means connecting with other people and having their nervous system relax your nervous system, having that connection with people. Because no man is an island. A lot of people are like, there's the hyper independent people who are like, I don't need anybody. And it's like, but you're wired for connection. You're biologically, imperatively wired for connection as a human being. So if you deny or repress that, and usually hyper independence is a result of trauma. And you start to kind of go into this more insular state where it seems like you're doing well on the outside, super independent, works a lot, productive, but a lot of times those people are very lonely and they lack connection and they may be successful in this one arena of life, but really we're here to love and be loved.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's, the like juice and the magic and that like love is the thread that binds us all. And fear is what gets in the way. And fear is the absence of love. And so whenever we are in any other feeling, it means there's an absence of love, love for ourselves and love for another. And so that whole idea of polyvagal theory talks about really kind of befriending your nervous system in order to not resist it, but be with it and kind of understand that you're always going to be in a mixed state. The goal is just to be able to kind of increase your window of tolerance for being able to handle difficult emotions.
That all makes sense for the most part. Poly means many. What is vagal?
Vagal stands for that ventral vagal system, right? Okay. And so the vagal, there's also a vagal break. It's called a vagal break. And so it's kind of that moving into that more regulated nervous system state. So the polyvagal stands for, many states, many inner physiological states, which are energetic states. It basically talks about the autonomic nervous system, which is the nervous system that we all have. It's an autonomic nervous system. And in a very basic, simple way, it's split up into three parts: sympathetic, which is the go, 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 do, 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 and also fight, flight, right? We still need it. You know, we have to get stuff done. And then parasympathetic, which is rest and digest, which means like when you eat a good meal or you're tired and you're kind of laying down, you're watching a show and you're in sort of, you know, and engaging in more parasympathetic activities allows you to enter a ventral vagal state. So if you're always living in sympathetic, which is fight and flight and go and do, and you're not kind of pumping the brakes and putting that vagal brake on, your nervous system becomes flooded and overwhelmed. And then stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline start shooting out. And it's very difficult to sort of regulate yourself and like calm your nervous system down. And that's often what people end up experiencing. And so I always talk about having pauses and, you know, little moments where you, even if you're busy and you're working, go out and go for a walk in nature. Take a break. If you want to meditate, you know, meditation is difficult for a lot of people, but moving your body is a moving meditation. So walking, jogging, tai chi, swimming, anything that moves your body discharges energy out of your body. And what happens is when we get stressed out and we're in this go, 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 our body starts to store energy that gets stuck. And that stuck energy creates anxiety. That stuck energy creates fear. And so then we end up basically in this like go, 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 do, do, do state. And it doesn't allow for us to kind of, I use the metaphor of being on a bicycle and you're like riding. And people are afraid if I'm in a rhythm, I'm in a momentum. If I step off the bike, I'm going to lose it. And I'm like, no, actually you will go farther on the bike. You will go a longer distance on the bike if you step off the bike and you pause. So moments, even throughout your day, to just take a couple of breaths, like even a double inhale, like two inhales and a vocal exhale. When you vocally exhale, you are activating the vagus nerve. And that is creating more ventral in your system. It's sending a message to your body. So if you are, a lot of people feel silly. I'll do it in the office with them. I was like, I'll do it with you. And so it's the physiological sigh that comes out very slowly, but there needs to be like a sound like voo, or that's why in yoga, people do om. I don't know if you've heard of om. Sure. Yoga. Yeah. So om is because you literally want to create vibration in order to settle your nervous system.
So the idea of befriending our nervous system, just correct me where I'm wrong. It's number one, becoming aware of the state that you find yourself in. Mm-hmm. And I sort of think about that as not letting the tail wag the dog. I want to be the dog wagging the tail.
Yeah.
And then, so that's part of it. But then also understanding when I am just going full throttle on the bike, pedaling, and I can take a little break. And in so doing, I will be able to go further.
Absolutely. You said it perfectly. I mean, you'll be able to kind of reset your nervous system in those like 5 minutes, in those 10 minutes. If you take that pause and that break, it will make you pedal longer and it'll be more sustainable. Otherwise, you're overriding your nervous system. Your nervous system has a certain amount of capacity to tolerate. And so we all have the life that our nervous system has the capacity to tolerate. And so what I mean by that is your window of tolerance. So we all have the life that our nervous system has the capacity to tolerate. So, you know, sometimes people are like, why did it happen now? I'm like, because maybe that relationship that you wanted so bad, if it was given to you or it appeared in your life 5 years ago, maybe your nervous system wouldn't know how to hold it and it would have sabotaged it. Your nervous system doesn't like anything new or something that's not familiar, because it equals safety to your nervous system. Even if it's this idea like, I want to eat healthier and I want to work out and I want to get in the best shape of my life, or I want to start a podcast like you. The nervous system is like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? It's going to get overwhelmed and flooded, and it will probably like fumble it. It will fumble it. So I always say that you want to titrate, meaning introducing things into your life that you want to do to grow, whatever that is. Do you want to get in a healthier relationship? Do you want to meet somebody? Do you want to have a podcast? Do you want to write a book? Do you want to increase your social circle and have more connections? Anytime you're introducing something new into your nervous system, it literally searches your internal database. It goes, when else have I had this experience? It does that in a millisecond. And it says, oh, I haven't. If you haven't, it's a threat because it's new and familiar. So that's why people stay stuck, or they stay in these old patterns. They have all this knowledge, but they can't move because the nervous system is seeing this as a threat and they're doing too much too fast.
And the casual observer would call that burning out.
And it's the perfect thing to lead to burnout. Absolutely. And I don't know about you, but I've been there. I've done it myself. And the first time I experienced burnout, it took me about 6 months to get out of it. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying to myself, I really need to be conscious of this because our ambitious parts are sometimes take over, right? And our, you know, desire to be productive and our desire to be useful and our desire to be of service, and then managing our relationships, our homes, adulting, our bills. And it's like life demands a lot from us. It's almost like our nervous system is really not built for this fast-paced hustle culture. It really isn't. And we're also not wired to be happy. We're wired to try to be safe. Mm-hmm. That's what we're wired for connection and safety, but not necessarily to be happy. So we almost have to like work against the grain and like be really intentional about how we live our lives, because that sets the tone for the quality of life that we have. And that burnout is, you know, you feel empty, you feel depleted, and you enter what I call the dorsal state, which is that of shutdown. And Peter Levine calls it an immobilized state. And Stephen Porges calls it an immobilized state, where you no longer want connection, where you don't have any more energy for any energetic exchanges. Your body is basically collapsing. It's shutting it down to protect you. So that's called dorsal. That's another state of polyvagal theory, talking about the different internal physiological states. And dorsal is really there to protect you. It's basically saying, warning, 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 too much stimulation. You're flooded. You're doing too much. We can't keep up. And it actually is trying to protect you from getting a physical ailment. It's actually protecting you. Your body is a self-protective mechanism. So it's trying to protect you from not getting sick. And most of my clients that will come to me that have physical ailments like rheumatoid arthritis or IBS, I will always ask to run me through your life prior to. And it's almost always when they are in a state of prolonged stress for a period of time, either because they overworked or life threw something at them and they couldn't get out of it. So the body will shut down and go into dorsal in order to protect you and preserve and conserve energy, and it will immobilize you.
It's like you're I apologize, my thinking is so reductive, but it's check engine light on your car is coming on and saying, hey, you are driving this too hard, and if you continue, something is going to break.
I mean, that's just a perfect example. Sometimes I get very neurosciencey and nerdy, and I love that you're able to just like simplify it, right? It's the same thing. We're saying the same exact thing. It's like the check engine light is on and it's saying, take care of it. You need maintenance. You need maintenance. You need to slow down. You need to become more mindful. You need to give your body rest and really kind of engage in self-care. And self-care means saying no to certain things. Self-care means, what do you do that helps you to regulate your nervous system? If I could recommend a bubble bath for somebody, but that doesn't help them. That's not self-care for them. I could recommend, like, I'm a big fan of cold plunge. I do cold plunge pretty regularly, and I do contrast therapy where I go between the sauna and the cold plunge. And that's a practice I've had for years. And then it became very mainstream. But some people, it doesn't work for them. So it's not self-care for them. It's torture for them. So the reason that I love, you know, taking that break is because that the being in the cold plunge, immersing yourself in the cold plunge, affects your nervous system. And what it does is it increases, it gives you a 350% dopamine increase and a 250% norepinephrine increase. Dopamine is the feel good, pleasure, reward feeling, and norepinephrine is the motivated, productive, energetic feeling that it gives you. And so for me, that works really, really well. It's a reset for me. I could feel my whole nervous system kind of just slowing down. I can feel, you know, I breathe in there while I'm doing, I do that breathing I just talked about in there, and it like warms my body. And then just to get a little bit nerdier, it increases, there's a part in our brain, it's called the anterior mid-cingulate cortex, which is the AMCC right behind the left side of our brain. It increases it and makes that part denser. And why is that important? Because it's the seat of will and longevity and makes you live longer and makes you capable of doing harder things.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Well, Essen, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
So I have a website, eternalwellnesscounseling.com. I actually have a free guide on there that people can work through for more self-discovery, nervous system regulation, and, you know, and internal family systems, which is a modality that I use, which is really just helping you to learn about your inner world and how you operate. I'm also on social media on Instagram, Essen, E-S-I-N, Pinarly, _LCSW. And I also work for Relationship Institute of Palm Beach, and I'm on the website over there.
Awesome. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Essen your appreciation, share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas, go to eternalwellnesscounseling.com and check out the great resources. Check out that guide that Essen was just talking about. You can find her on Instagram as well. And I will certainly link all of those locations in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Essen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on, George. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, likewise. Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.